So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to The Experience. You probably just scrolled down the page from Jeremy's and Colleen's interviews. Now you worked your way to Mr. Mosley.
What it do, what it do.
And for those of you who don't know, huge wrestling fan. You actually wrestled.
I did, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's so cool. Like, I'm actually jealous because I have a concussion history and I'm not medically cleared to actually take bumps.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm an ice hockey player.
Okay, so, okay, fair enough. Fair
I have
enough.
My excuses.
Okay, fair enough.
But so why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into professional wrestling and then how it actually transcended into cosplay and actually making ring gear?
Okay, yeah, so I always wanted to be a professional wrestler. My grandfather did the professional wrestling, trying to take that avenue at one point. And told my dad, I said, hey, Pops, I'm going to do professional wrestling. He said, well, you got to go to school first, go to college first. And if you go to college, then I'll support the idea. So my first wrestling match was actually the day before my graduation of college. So anyways,
It was a good compromise.
It was a great compromise. So I went to Shannon Moore's School of Punk, and that's where I was trained to
And that's down in North Carolina.
North Carolina, yep. So I used to go in Matt and Jeff's backyard, and the ring was out there originally. And so lots of days of bumping on a cold, wet ring, but in my opinion, was the best way to do it. Then fast forward a few years later, I meet my best friend, Xavier Woods, or Austin, whatever you call him.
The man.
He's the man. So I meet him, and we go to Dragon Con, and we're having fun hanging out, and we're in our wrestling gear. Everyone else is in these cool costumes, and he looks over at me and goes, hey, can you do that? And I was like, sure, why not? Let's give it a try. Next thing you know, I'm building costumes, and here we are many years later. He gets moved to WWE and becomes this awesome superstar. And he's like, hey, man, I have this idea for this costume. Do you mind helping me out? Sure, why not? And then one thing led to another, and here I am many years later building costumes for NFL players and rappers and wrestlers and all over. So
were you the one behind this Black Ranger gear?
Black Ranger gear, no.
Yeah, because
back in NXT, that stuff?
Yeah.
No, so I was not, and I wish I could say that I was. The first gear that I really jumped in with him on, I helped alter some of the Dragon Ball Z stuff, the Red Lantern gear. The Final Fantasy was my big pride and joy, and I love that. But actually, okay, pause. My favorite story, favorite gear I actually did. He calls me and he goes, hey, I want to do this costume and I want to do Road Warriors, but this is like what they're doing, the ice cream gimmick. So I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, no problem. So I built him these Road Warriors shoulder pads. And I put ice cream cones on them and stuff like that. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do something different. So I took a pair of boxing gloves and I made them look like ice cream cones, right? So a giant scoop with a cone on top and yada, yada, yada. So I sent it to him and he goes, what is this? I go, those are your consequences creams. So a throwback boxing days with ice cream cones as gloves. So that was
beautiful.
Yeah. So that was fun.
So for you, obviously, we were talking about this earlier, but probably one of the biggest highlights for you is WrestleMania 33.
Yes.
They even did a special on the WWE Network about how the ring gear was made.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Hey, Opa.
I just did my payment for WWE Network the other day.
So okay, awesome.
I'm actually a day
one. $9.99.
Yeah, I'm a day one-er.
Okay,
on the
awesome.
Network, so,
welcome.
Yeah. But yeah, so like, what was that experience like? Not just creating it, but also having the cameras in your face in a way while you're making this in top secret form.
Right.
So, like, what was that like for
Man,
you?
Man, it was so cool. I love working for those guys. It's a blast every time they bring me in. And to have the cameras there was a little bit of a different experience, but it only about 10 minutes. Because after about 10 minutes, you forget that they're there and you just go about your everyday thing. But the coolest part about it was they let me bring in my entire team. So I get to pick cosplayers that I've worked with over the years to come down and work on this project with me. So getting to put all these cool minds together to make this project was amazing, dude. It was so cool. So cool.
And what was your initial reaction when you saw, you know, Xavier, Biggie, and Kofi hit the stage in the gear for the very first time in front of that audience?
I think, honestly, I'm pretty sure I cried. I think if you watch the video, I'm pretty sure you could see me crying. It was just surreal, dude. Like, Austin and I, since before he was, you know, Xavier Woods when he was just Austin. We talked many times about how our dream job was to travel the world and hang out together. And here we were doing it. He was out there wrestling. I was making this gear for him. People were excited. People were starting to pull the two together and understand the backstage and, you know, portion of it versus them wearing it. And all of a sudden, we're going out and eating dinner and laughing and joking. And it was the dream. We were getting paid to go and hang out. And it just, it was like a cool accumulation of everything. It was just fun.
Hard
just
work fun. Pays yeah. off.
It was, yes.
That's what it comes down to. Hard work
to,
pays
was
off.
It to, was it Scott Hall say? Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad ties don't last, but bad guys
live
do.
Forever. Yeah. So, yeah. That from his Hall of Fame. Yeah.
That's like
I'm just thinking about all these things because, like, I remember we initially met last year at AwesomeCon, mm-hmm. even though we probably didn't, like, chat, but we still kind of, like, rubbed elbows a little bit because right. we both participated in Xavier Woods' Windjammers tournament right. at AwesomeCon.
Oh, I was so bad at that.
Hey, that was my first time ever playing, and I forced sudden death overtime.
Yeah, you did great, man. You did great, dude.
Like, I was, like, so surprised, and everyone was, and actually, I talked to one of my friend Travis, and mm-hmm. he actually said, yeah, after that, Xavier just cleaned house.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
your,
yeah.
Your match was the best one because you went to overtime.
Yeah, he's like, so good at that game.
That's why I want to face him, so yeah. I can go, hey, I can force sudden death overtime. Let's just see you destroy me.
We're going to make that happen.
Yeah, we got to make it happen. I'm so down for it. I, you know, and I just love the fact that, you know, Xavier has the up, up, down, down.
Right.
Like, it, he's been able to do that branch out and have you involved. And like, and actually going back to AwesomeCon, like, the cosplay that you guys wore was yeah. Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Like, Xavier was Killmonger. Kofi was Black Panther. K'Challa. Big E, I forget what he was.
Yeah.
And then I forget who you were.
Man, like, it's been so many costumes, I can't remember what I did.
It was only like was a year and a half ago.
It's about 40 costumes ago. So, but yeah, no, it was fun. And
like, what was it like actually debuting a cosplay? Because I remember Xavier tweeting about that. Oh, we're debuting this very special cosplay for AwesomeCon.
Right.
So, then, what was it like to see him like just really promote it and like really building up what you work on?
I honestly, I didn't know. To be honest with you, I just found out just now that he built it up talking to you.
Well, no, that was on Twitter. He was just tweeting about it.
Yeah, I try not to read his Twitters. I just FaceTime him all the time. No, it's cool, though. Like, he's one of my biggest supporters, you know? And he's... Anytime anything that goes on cosplay or anything that has to do with, you know, myself and cosplay, he's one of the first people to tweet it out, push it out, and just in general. So it's cool and just having him in your corner, as they say, right? But also, another fun portion of doing that costume is trying to talk with Kofi and Big E, coming up with what we were going to do for that convention. Because if you guys haven't had a chance to actually see much of Big E, by far the funniest man I've ever met in my entire life. He is hysterical. Absolutely hysterical.
I think I have it on here.
Do you? Okay.
No, awesome. No, it's the my photo shoot with him.
Yeah, so he's by far one of the funniest people.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's me with Xavier and another friend at this year's AwesomeCon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we randomly ran into him. And then where is it? Oh, this was from the tournament.
Yeah.
And, like, there's me right there in the baby.
Oh, yeah. You're playing against Jared.
Yeah.
That's our buddy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first round matchup, but I lost in overtime.
That's awesome, yeah.
And
that's
then
a good time. I'd tell him that.
And then there's just pictures of me playing hockey.
Yeah, no worries.
And other celebrities. I thought I had it on here, unless one of my friends has it. Yeah. But, yeah, I do have it. And I remember, like, the look of Big E.
Yeah.
The look on his face was just hilarious.
Yeah, he's so. Such a good guy, man. He's such a good person. They're all good guys. They're all very supportive.
What was it like when Kofi won the WWE title?
Amazing.
Like, I love the fact that Kofi won.
So it's a different experience. And when I say this, I'm just speaking from my own personal experience. You know, as a young black kid looking up to trying to find people who look like me doing these, you know, great things, there, you know, wasn't really a black male who was, you know, in this, you know, position of power and leadership, as you call it. So when Kofi won the title, the first thing I was thinking was I was excited because, you know, I have a daughter and, you know, all these little kids who are out here. It's like, you just became a bigger superhero than Superman to them. Bigger superhero than the Black Panther, because you are the example of hard work, dedication,
perseverance.
And you can look like we look and reach the top of the mountain. And it was a cool experience.
And not only that, but I really like how WWE built that story.
Right, absolutely.
Because and I like the fact that Kofi just wasn't, oh, I won the title at Mania and then dropped it the next pay-per-view.
Right.
I like the fact that he had it as long as he did, because it actually made it mean something so much more.
Absolutely.
Having Kofi hold that title for as long as he did.
Absolutely.
And he's going to get another one.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope so.
But that also depends on a couple things right now.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, and we do want to send well wishes to Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
Just had surgery on an Achilles injury that he suffered over in Australia.
Right.
We're not going to put timetables out there because he doesn't even know.
Hopefully,
what the
time he gets better soon.
Yeah, but definitely best wishes and get
absolutely.
Well soon, because we want to see him back. And actually, somebody did a tweet to him about how he needs to come back and win King of the Ring.
Yes, and if he does, and I don't get to make the costume that he wears the day after, I'm going to be upset.
You heard it right there. He ain't going to listen to this.
Yeah, no, he will.
Oh,
you better listen to it.
You're going to listen to this podcast.
Listen to this one, yeah, that's awesome.
But no, I do really love the work that you do.
Thank you.
Like, especially
thank
after
you.
Watching the New Day special on the WWE Network as security, make sure that we're okay.
Right.
Thank you, security. We're okay. Because, like, I don't have the talent to do that. I have the talent to work the mic and interview and moderate and stuff like that. When we do the plugs a little later, obviously I'll be plugging the panels that I do, and you'll be plugging the panels that you get to do. But, like, that's what I'm good at. I'm just good at being on the mic. But you have so much more talent, and it's so
thank you.
Awesome.
I appreciate that.
And I'm not saying that to be smoke and mirrors. I'm saying it because I literally am in awe of, like, the work that you
thank
do
you.
And the, like, many other cosplayers. So it's, like, it's really cool. And it's why I love coming here.
Right. Absolutely.
So speaking of that, we haven't even said one thing about DerpyCon yet. So how's your DerpyCon?
I love it, man. You guys can definitely check out my wrestling panel tomorrow morning.
I'll be there.
It's building costumes for WWE wrestlers. But I love it, man. DerpyCon is awesome. It's amazing. It's such a home-feeling convention. Like, everyone here is so nice, so cool.
If I remember right from the welcoming ceremony, you said you're originally from Jersey?
Originally Bridgeton, New Jersey.
Bridgeton
in the house!
Stratford, New Jersey.
Okay, all right.
But I moved to Maryland when I was one, so I got out of here as quickly as possible.
Same.
So, with that, real quick, what other panels do you have going on? What panels did you have happen?
So yesterday I had Diversity Through Cosplay, which I loved talking about different hot button issues and how do we, solve them as a community and, ways that you can do certain things. I have the costume contest that I'm doing actually here in a few minutes. I'll be doing that.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I have the WWE building costumes for WWE wrestlers, and then next week I will be at New Orleans for Big Easy Con, and this upcoming Monday there'll be some photos of a certain costume that I made for a certain NFL football player that you guys will get to see, and it's going to be really cool. I'm really excited. We're flying to Detroit to debut that, so it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
That's awesome. And real quick, where can the people find you on the social media?
Okay, you can find me at The Real Michael Mosley. That's TheReal Michael Mosley on all forms of social media. Also, if you have a question about costumes or cosplay, always hit me up on Instagram because I respond back to every one of those and I can help, whether it be just with words or even doing sometimes live streams, how to fix certain portions of costumes that people have. They go, hey, I can't get this seam right. How do I work on it? So a lot of times we'll just throw up a stream and this is how you do it so they can see it.
Awesome. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have other interviews here. We have Jeremy and Colleen right above Mr. Mosley.
What?
And then right underneath him, we have Mick Wingert. And obviously, a little later on in the week, we'll be having Derby Mania 2, the pro wrestling fan panel, released. We'll be releasing that before AEW Full Gear.
Hey.
And then also The Experience Live, where I was supposed to theoretically have a guest, but now I'm apparently doing stand-up comedy, which will be out.
I can't wait to see this.
There's going to be recorded.
Okay,
it's going to be recorded.
Good.
I mean, but if you want to come over and just chill out,
Why not?
But so with that,
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for coming to DerbyCon. This is so awesome. It's great to actually get to talk to you because I, like, when you were announced, I emailed press and go, I need him.
Oh, that's awesome.
I need him.
That's awesome.
I know this guy. I know who he is.
I appreciate that, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more Experience Con coverage at DerbyCon.